house of Israel, weep for joy. I brought you out of the nations. Oh, house of Israel, weep for joy. I brought you out of the nations. I've not forsaken you. You are my own. I've brought you out of the nations. I am preparing to give you new wings, to rise from judgment that my spirit brings. I've not
You're listening to By Yahweh's Design with your host, Pastor Dan. And once again, here's your host, Pastor Dan.
Welcome, everybody, to this one-hour live radio broadcast coming to you via RealityRadioNetwork.com. First and foremost, we do dedicate this program to Yahweh, our Heavenly Father. It is also dedicated to His holy remnant, the believing sons and daughters of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian or Covenant peoples of the world. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh in Paleo Hebrew. Tonight is November 14th, year 2002, Thursday evening, and we've entitled tonight's broadcast Agenda 21, and our guest tonight is Chris Kerner from Oklahoma, and welcome to the program, guest.
Thank
Chris.
You, Dan.
I appreciate it. Oh, sometimes I get tongue-tied. Anyway, before we get a crank in here, Joshua's got a few verses to read to get us started. So, Joshua, how about read those verses?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a few verses from the book of Yahweh. It's from Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 23 to 28. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, say to the land, You are the land that is not cleansed, though rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy for prophets in their midst, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure of precious things. They have made many widows in the midst of earth. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane. They have not taught the difference between the unclean and the clean. They have shut their eyes to the keeping of my Sabbaths, and I am profane among them. Her princes in the midst are like wolves ravening the prey, shedding blood and destroying our dishonest gain. Her prophets covered these deeds with whitewash, seeing false visions and divining lies to them, saying, This is what Father Yahweh says, but Yahweh has not spoken.
Very good. Thank you, Joshua.
You're welcome.
All right. We do know that the scripture does talk about conspiracies among men and evil people who will tell you one thing when they know darn well the opposite is true. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the hour. In the meantime, Chris from Oklahoma, again, is a first-time guest on By Yahweh's Design. So, Chris, if you don't mind, I'm going to turn the mic over to you and let you fill the folks in with your background. Some of the people may not have heard of you before, so kind of bring them up to speed a little bit, if you would.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dan. I've been involved in trying to wake up our country most of our life. You go back. As I did my radio show, I thought about it as the 20th century smokescreen. At a young age, I was indoctrinated with John Wayne war movies, things like this, and studying World War II myself. I thought it was fascinating the way the aircraft industry galvanized itself into producing better and better aircraft while the Japanese Zero stayed the same. The Germans had their technology, some of what we probably still don't know much about. But at a young age, I was fascinated with the Second World War. Vietnam came along, and we just come off of Korea, which was a UN relief action. Today when our soldiers are brought home in coffins, they're draped in UN flag. This was discouraging to me at a young age, as we went to Vietnam, we didn't resolve Korea. And what do we have? One of the axis of evil of the modern day, which was an axis of evil during the Second World War with Italy, Germany, and Japan. Now we have Iraq, North Korea, and what's the other one? I'm not sure.
Iran?
I think so.
Yeah.
At this juncture, the Vietnam War was really my really wake-up call to this whole situation that we're under, which was just another extension of a UN police action where there were monitors. The North Vietnamese knew whenever we were going to make a move, we were not allowed to bomb the depots where the supplies were coming in. We were not allowed to cut off the supply lines. The Soviet Union and Communist China supplied North Vietnam with the armaments. They're our allies today, as everybody realizes. As a matter of fact, Communist China, they're pouring through the Panama Canal right now. So at a young age, I realized that Vietnam was something to really concentrate on, and our POW situation was very demoralizing as well. And this kind of centered around my whole life. I didn't want to get involved in making a career for myself because I didn't think we were going to have a country by 1990. And yet we still do, and we're involved in the Federal Reserve debt note dollar situation. So in 1969, I started racing motorcycles in the desert in California. Spent a lot of time, 13 years doing that. Broke many bones, injured myself many times. I'm surprised I'm still here alive. Numb skull. I've got a numb skull on the right side of my head. Broken back, broken collarbones, broken ribs, bad knee, bad foot. I can just go on. But I'm still around, and the motorcycle thing was quite an adventure for me, racing down in Baja, California. I got to know the Mexican people down there, and they were pawns, and they still are pawns. As President Vicente Fox says today, that their people coming into our country are not illegal immigrants, but migrants under human rights treaty. And henceforth, we have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights put together by Eleanor Roosevelt at the end of the Second World War. It became a reality in 1948, I believe, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is a major problem with the immigration today. So all of this inner development is connected to the U.N. system. Realizing that, the Secretary of the Treasury is the governor of the International Monetary Fund. Coming from the U.S. Government Manual, 1991, it says here, in addition, the Secretary has many responsibilities as Chief Financial Officer of the government. The Secretary serves as Chairman Pro Tempore of the Economic Policy Council and as U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund, the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the Inter-American Development Bank, and it goes on, the African Development Bank as well. So when you see this connection with the Federal Reserve System in place, the IMF, which was created in 1944 under Bretton Woods during the Second World War, and then you have the creation of the United Nations after the two atomic bomb droppings at the end of the Second World War, which made everybody say, well, we've got to have the United Nations. We can't just be sovereign anymore. As many people, good people, were trying to lobby in July of 1945 for us not to get involved in the UN system. So as the things progressed, you have the GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, which was formed in 1947, and you have the integration of Communist China in America with your products on the shelves mostly made in China today. In my opinion, if you buy products made in Taiwan, that's almost better than buying in the USA today, because they're going to be merged into the communist Chinese system one way or the other, and we're going to be part of it. Our business and industry is over there now. So they're making a whole lot of money, that's communist China, off of our country. To blow it up, to obliterate it, it doesn't seem that it's going to happen, in my opinion. It's all being done peacefully. Slowly but surely, our government agencies are turning constitutionalists into bad people in certain respects. respects that you have the Office of Homeland Security now dealing with different directions to suppress people and take away our constitutional rights. So with these understandings in place, you can see a pattern that's been developed from way back a long time ago. And, you know, I see right now that Communist China is a big winner in this whole big picture right now.
It is amazing how things have progressed over the years. I think you're probably a little older than I am, but I remember as a child, you know, the way things were going, and I was a young man reading the stories about Vietnam and came in on the tail end of the Vietnam War myself. And you became aware of the fact that the media was lying to you about just about everything, and there was a lot of things going on under the surface. Then the energy embargo hit right after I enlisted, and I knew that was a lie because of being in the Air Force. You know, I could see that bombers were flying sometimes twice as many missions as they should have been, considering there supposedly was an oil crisis. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it kind of gives you the wake-up call, and then I got because of the pain that we're starting to suffer economically. They're starting to ask the right questions. And yet you have other people who are almost at the point of saying there's no hope. I mean, we are going to crash. Simply put, we are going to come down and crash hard as a nation. And there's absolutely nothing that can be done about it. I mean, you have that whole gamut of opinions out there. Just for grins, where do you see us, Chris? I mean, do you see an awakening happening right now, or are we just doomed to crash and then we're just going to have to pick up the pieces and build after that?
I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. If I had money to invest, I'd invest all my money in Costco. You know, and it's an unfortunate thing to say. But at the conclusion of the 9/11 event, which was a staged event, which is very unfortunate, tragic, just like Pearl Harbor, they said the global economy will continue. At the very top, the global economy will continue. It's the small businesses that are going to suffer. The small corporations are going to be gobbled up by the big corporations. And less and less people are going to be successful. And certainly, we could have an event put on us to make us dependent on the directions. I see that food will be a shortage as our farmers have been paid for many decades not to grow. And yet we're dependent on foreign countries for food coming into this country now. And you can't trust that food. You just can't trust what's coming into this country from a foreign countries. And so when you see it all coming together the way it is, it could all be done very subtly. And all of a sudden, in order to get your food rationing card, you'll have to have your vaccination certificate. And along with that vaccination, it could be the transponder, where everyone will be monitored wherever they are. And once that comes into place, symbology of the pyramid with the all-seeing eye will be complete. There won't be a seeing eye, it'll be a complete pyramid. That's kind of the way I see it, because through various sources, they feel that once every person on the face of the earth is able to be monitored wherever they are, the New World Order will be complete. I really think that's going to be done through the vaccination. And that's with the transponder, and also whatever diseases will come out of the vaccinations as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, it's a disastrous and a diabolical system that we're in. For those of us who study scripture, you know, I've talked to people that say, that's just a bunch of fairy tales and all, but if you study the word in the original languages, as far as I'm concerned, it's very true. It's very true, and it says exactly what's happening today is what was predicted to happen. The deception, the lies, the poisoning, the pestilences. Now, Scripture doesn't say whether they're man-made or natural. So people would say, well, they're man-made diseases or they're man-made earthquakes. Well, Scripture doesn't differentiate. What difference does it make? If you got earthquakes popping all over, who cares how they're getting here? They're here. Mm-hmm. If you got people dying by the hundreds of thousands due to a pestilence, who cares how it got here? You still got to deal with it. So, you know, we got all this stuff coming. To me, anybody with a reasoning mind should be diving into the Word and reaching and calling out to the Father more today than they've ever done. I mean, because if he doesn't exist, and if he's not going to help us, Chris, as far as I'm concerned, it's lost. We're gone. We're toast for history.
Well, I don't like to be negative, and it's easy to be that way. When you understand the big picture in place, if people would get on the same page of realizing who's running the show, I could certainly be, and when I have conversations with friends, I say just about the same thing you say.
Well, I personally think he is going to help us, and I believe the scriptures when it says his remnant, the very few, and there's not a whole lot of us, the remnant, he's going to bring through the fire. And that doesn't mean they're perfect people. I love these people say, well, you call yourself a Christian, or you call yourself a believer, you call yourself this or that, you're not perfect. Well, you know what? None of us are perfect. He's the only perfect one. But he has a remnant of believers out here, and personally, that remnant is going to work together. They're going to relearn the old skills of survival, which you're going to have, because like you said, all the controlled energy, food, medicines, and all that are going to be used to get you to subjugate yourself to the New World Order. You can see it happening now. They're telling people that if you want to put your children in our damnable public school system, you got to have the vaccinations. If you want to do that, you got to be registered. If you want to buy a house, you have to have a mark of the beast. You got to have a Social Security number, and you got to go get a mortgage, pay interest, to go through the bankers. I mean, everything in this society is controlled and marked, and you have to be, quote, part of the system in order to get any of the so-called bennies from the system. I believe that's the Father's way of telling his sons and daughters that you're going to have to learn to do things the old-fashioned way, and that way when the system kicks you out and doesn't want you to be part of it, you can still survive, and then eventually the system is going to implode because of all the good people. If all the good-hearted, hard-working, intuitive, and creative people would leave the Babylonian system, it would implode upon itself in a relatively short order and just disappear.
Well, that's what I thought. If those on the inside would wake up to the big picture in place and understand that they're pawns of this game, they're being manipulated to fulfill the globalist international directions, and when you hear the word international, they're actually talking United Nations. If those people would stop participating in this, but how could they do that? Because they're concerned about their paychecks and pensions. It's just like the military. You have talk show hosts talking about taking care of our military. Well, the military, since the Second World War, is actually being manipulated by the U.N. system. You have the tragedy in Korea and Vietnam. You have the Gulf War, which was nothing more than a U.N. peace action. And here we've got this situation right now with Afghanistan, which was nothing more than about spreading the oil to the haves. And now we're going to go after Iraq. Well, certainly we're going to go after Iraq, but it's always the innocent people that suffer the most in all of these wars.
Oh, absolutely.
But they've got to create them to cull the population and lessen it, because the lesser the population, the less of a fight they're going to put up when it really gets down and dirty.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to get an idea how small the remnant is, look at when Michael New made his stand on that day that they wanted him to wear UN blue, and he came out in his regulation U.S. Army uniform. He was the only one out of 500 and some men, and maybe there were some women there too, but out of 500 and some men and women, let's say, he was the only one who recognized the treason that he was being asked to commit. All the rest of them dutifully went on and put their powder blue, their pretty little powder blue hats and armbands on and everything else to show their allegiance to the new God. But Michael New stood out there on his own, you know, and Yahweh bless his heart for doing that. So that gives you an example that the vast majority do go along with whatever's going on in order to keep the paychecks, the house, the bass boat, the motorcycle, the two nice cars. I mean, they've been bought and paid for with material goods. and they're basically going to do whatever they're asked to do to keep their material goods. I mean, that's the majority.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And in the Michael News situation, I'm surprised it got as much publicity as it did.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, they probably made him an example to those in the future that are going to join the military that it's futile to object. And the more foreigners come into this country, they become enthralled in the military because there's no real direction to go when you're young but to join the military. And those children in our public school system that have taken Ritalin and Prozac and these other, I consider them uppers, if nothing else, a subtle form of amphetamine,
mm-hmm.
They can't join the military. So you see how our military is being transformed into a Hessian army.
Yes.
And they will do whatever they're told. And you have the Homeland Security that was put together, very draconian directions through these public laws that have been passed. And yet they say, we aren't prepared for the next terrorist event. Isn't that amazing?
Well, you know, it's the old story. We're not going to be able to change it. I believe it's beyond changing from within the system. That's my opinion. So now we get down to, well, what's the alternative? Well, let's look at what the scripture says. In the latter days, which is obviously where we're at, he says that Babylon is going to fall, and if you do not want to partake of her punishments, to get out of her. So now that is something every believer should be thinking about right now. What does it mean to get out? And to me, the way the system is just more evidence that every believer should be doing everything they can to get out of the system. Don't look forward to your 501 or your, 501? Not 501s, 401k plans. Don't look forward to retirements based on stock market that's going into the cellar. Don't look for government, pensions. And big company pensions, even. Big companies are going to get out of paying these pensions. You mark my words. They just laid off two guys that I know recently, just under the 30-year mark, obviously to cut into what they would have been qualified to get had they stayed the whole 30 years, the whole thing. And then they're going to use the economy as an excuse to further cut pensions and possibly even do away with them entirely. Here again, I've tried to tell people for years, Chris, don't put your faith in a governmental or an institution system, because our Heavenly Father is supposed to be who we trust. These man-made systems were to capture your money and your attention and your allegiance, and in the end, they're going to turn on us, just like Scripture says, and we're going to end up with nothing. I, for some reason, ever since I've been a young man, I haven't put anything into any stocks, any programs whatsoever. No insurance programs, none of that. Because I knew it's controlled, and I knew the day would come when it would vaporize. It would not be there. So, you know, and that's my advice to people, is start thinking about what it means to get out of Babylon. Start putting our faith in our knowledge, our creativity, our ability to work with each other. And it doesn't take very many of us, and we could become very strong, very self-sufficient, and be able to come through almost anything. But if we stay in the system and think that the grocery store is always going to have food and the government's always going to protect us and the police are there for our good, I mean, come on, people. My grandfather even knew better than that. They're a private army. They're there to protect the status quo and the politicians. I mean, that's what it's all about. So, people, it's time to learn that lesson and remember and to start making plans on what is, what are you going to do to prepare your ark for when the floodwaters come? Because we're being flooded now. At the moment, it's a flood of illegal aliens. And these completely alien, both in race and in ideology and religion, flooding into our lands and causing all kinds of havoc. The next wave of aliens are going to be soldiers. You can count on it, people. Chris, I don't know if you agree or not, but we're being set up almost perfectly for an invasion.
Oh, yeah, and actually, we're being invaded by the illegals, or the migrants under human rights treaties, if you will, and the situation that's in place is very obvious. and most people with a like mind will agree with it. Those that are being used as pawns to come to this country, a good many of them did not want to leave their country, but their governments were infiltrated and corrupted to make them have to come to the last outpost for freedom, as this country is. You've got the country basically surrounded for an unconditional surrender, and I think that's the way it's going to come about one way or the other, is they'll give us an ultimatum down the road. Either you cooperate with the U.S. system, of which Communist China will have a major play in there. The Russian Federation, which was just changed the name from the Soviet Union, they haven't changed. They'll be a major player as well. Our military will be a Hessian military, which will be cooperating with the three, with the other two, to make it a triumvirate to control the world. And this situation with Iraq is just another way to get our troops out of America. And once they're out of America, they don't have to come back. So the militia's been vilified. The firearms been vilified. I left California thinking, well, gee, I'm going to come to Oklahoma. I'm going to be able to shoot and enjoy the weapons that I have from a young age. And yet I'm just as paranoid to shoot them out here as I was in California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's happening all over. I'll tell you what, we're going to have to go to break here for just a couple minutes, so stay on the line, and folks, you stay on the line. We'll be back in 2 to 3 minutes, and we're going to pick up with this Agenda 21 stuff.
Welcome back to By Yahweh's Design, and once again, here's your host, Pastor Dan.
Welcome back, everybody, and again, tonight's program is entitled Agenda 21. Our guest is Chris Kerner from Oklahoma. Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you, Dan.
We also covet your prayers that yours truly finds work pretty soon. Okay, Chris, let's pick up with Agenda 21. Now, a lot of folks, or maybe some folks, I should say, aren't really familiar with it. If you want to give like a nutshell outline of what that agenda is and who's behind it, we'll do that now.
Well, basically, the UN agenda is in place with Agenda 21, and it came about at the Rio Earth Summit from 1992. It was signed by 179 heads of state and government. It was given to local councils throughout the world to bring about these 40 chapters. It's a big one. It's a gigantic 40-chapter direction for totalitarian control of mankind. And it includes social and economic dimensions, dealing with developing countries, poverty, consumption patterns are addressed in a whole chapter. Changing consumption patterns, that is. The Biodiversity Treaty is another portion of this, Agenda 21, where they have the whole world, not just this country, but the whole world divided up into core wilderness areas, no human habitat zones, rewilding various portions of countries for wildlife. It's all in place. And it's a guy, Agenda 21 at this point in time is so well put together that it's very easy for people to determine what it's about, which is a guide for individuals, businesses, governments, local and federal, for the development of society and the environment. It's once again, 40 chapters, which deals with social and economic control, consumption, strengthening the role of major groups, including women, and children. You notice in our government, so many women have high positions in government that they never had before. This is as a result of Agenda 21. The means of implementation is being developed through legislation in our country. Various bills being passed and introduced are pertaining to Agenda 21. Agenda 21 means the agenda for the 21st century. In that, you have the aid in trade and goods with the NAFTA corridors. I don't know whether you know about those or not.
Well, the ones that run from Mexico up to Canada?
Yeah, and it's actually conglomerated with 43 international highways, but the main ones are I-29, I-35, and 94, which will be bringing products from south of the border, from other parts of the world, sea crate containers from communist countries, and who knows what's in those containers, as I always used to say on my show. The various different summits that they have the Social Development Summit in 95 of March, the Cities in 96, the World Conference on Human Rights, Women, Population, Climate, Global Warming, and Food, various different summits they have each year, various times throughout the different years, to put forth Agenda 21. And that is why, at this point in time, it's so easy for people to see the blueprint in place for totalitarian control. If they go to Agenda 21 or go to the website that we have still, which is very monitored by my webmaster, I need a good webmaster to maintain my website, but you can see it in place, and you can see how it's being implemented through the legislation as you download Agenda 21 and realize what it's all about.
Well, hey, Chris, while I'm thinking about it... Yes?
I'm sorry, when you're ready, we do have a call. We're wanting to talk to Chris, so just let me know when you're ready.
All right, well, let me... I want Chris to give out some contact information, then we'll take the caller.
Well,
if he has any.
If they want to talk to me on the phone, I'm available. I can... phone number, and my website's still where it is. It's AmericanExpose.com. American spelled with a K, not a C. And my phone number is 405-794-3796. That's 405-794-3796.
Okay, so that's AmericanExpose.com, and American is with a K, not a C.
That's correct.
Okay, excellent. Okay, let's take the caller.
Pastor Dan, you have Bill from Pennsylvania online.
Bill from Pennsylvania, welcome to the program.
Hey, Pastor Dan, how you doing?
Oh, very good, sir.
Good. I just wanted to, the first question is for Chris. The second is for the both of you. But, Chris, it's good to hear from you again. I miss your shows. And my first question is if you have any intentions on coming back.
We hope.
Yep. What's that?
I don't know. It's awful difficult to be dedicated to this at this time because I put off preparing for myself. And, you know, I need to figure out a way to get paid somehow, too. You know what I mean?
100%.
I had to leave Genesis because there just wasn't any respect for what I was doing.
Well, in the meantime, Chris can be a guest here anytime he wants.
Well, like I said, I just wanted to relay that I miss you. I really enjoyed your shows, and I tried to support as much as I can. We hope we can have you back sometime. But the second question is for the both of you. You know, with their talk of the next coming attack, this whole Agenda 21 and all of their rules and regulations, it's a long-term plan. But what gets me is, you know, after this attack, you know, if they were to implement all these laws and regulations, I just don't see how there can be a long-term plan for their Agenda 21 and everything else unless things are pretty much destroyed at that point. And there's no need for laws or regulations at that point. There's not much to... pick up the pieces, and I just wanted to get your opinion on what you see if, you know, the talk about this second attack, because after that, in my opinion, it's pretty well, it's going to be a feast or famine at that point. I'll leave it go at that now. Wait to listen on the show.
Okay. Chris, go ahead.
Well, my feeling is everything's being done without a shot being fired. The maneuvering to get our firearms is being manipulated through the shootings. These people that are putting forth the shootings, you don't know whether they're mind controlled or not. You certainly know drug use is prevalent in society today. The dumbing down of the school system is obvious in the public school system. But yet the direction in place to totally control mankind is being implemented, and most people don't even know it's being done to them. It's the barcodes on the credit cards and the small market being gobbled up by Walmart, but yet with the vaccination, they'll find a way to, like I said at the beginning of this broadcast tonight, they'll inject you with more than likely a computer chip to be able to monitor you wherever you are, and with the technology in space, you may be able to be singled out, and they might zap you with some kind of special laser weapon, and you might just go off in a puff of smoke and disappear. And they'll have less and less of these dissident people, in their opinion, those that are in control, to deal with. So with the school shootings, they had school shootings in Salisaw. They had people going, you see in the paper all the time, to different shootings being publicized. And less people out here, even you know, in my new residence, I've been here since June, and less people are shooting out here where you can legally shoot. So it's the propaganda machine, as usual, having been working all these many decades from the past, continuing its direction today, and I think very shortly we'll realize that things will be taken care of without firing a shot in America.
Well, I go along with that. The laws and everything that's on the books is just to keep us confused. They don't need them. There's so many laws, nobody in his right mind would ever even be so stupid as to say they know all the law. It's a cover-up. It's to give color of law to what they're already doing. And very soon, when they have enough of this terrorist put upon us, which is to terrorize us and to make us acquiesce and give in, then it'll be strictly a rule by force, like all empires always end up being. And so law won't mean anything. In actuality, Bill, law doesn't mean anything now anyway. Most law enforcement don't even know what the Constitution says, let alone how to obey it, because that document is governing their actions, not ours. Our rights come from our Heavenly Father. Their obligations and duties to we the people come from the Constitution, and I would be willing to bet almost 100% of the men and women in uniform, including the military, don't even have a smidgen of a clue as to what's in the Constitution. So rule by law is gone. It's a facade that it's still there, and we have to get to the point where Christ told us, if you love this life, then you will lose it. But if you're willing to lose it, you'll gain it. Now, that was a mystery to me as a young man when I used to read that. And as I've gotten older, I believe I understand what he means. He doesn't mean to go out there and become a martyr. But what you have to do is give up your love of life to the point where you will be a doormat and allow yourself to be walked all over just to stay alive. You have to give that up. You have to be willing, if it's needed, to die for what you believe in. That is the problem in America. We don't have very many people with that kind of conviction anymore. Our ancestors, going back thousands of years, it was nothing. I mean, in fact, it was inbred into the society that to die for your family and country was an honor. And today, we've bought the communist lie that it's better red than dead. And so we buy every little nitpicking and totalitarian thing that comes down the pike. And we've got to get our mindset straight and get right with the scriptures. I also wanted to point out, when you talked about, Chris, you talked about the women in power, I want to remind everybody, Satan, our adversary, went after Eve in the garden. He didn't go after Adam, he went after Eve. And women, I love you dearly, but you were not meant to be in charge. Men are supposed to be in charge. That's just the way it is. Now, unfortunately, men with testosterone in their veins are in short supply today. But however, the idea was by our Creator that men do the fighting, men run the household, and men defend the nation and defend the families. That's the way it's supposed to be, because men are much harder to deceive with pretty talk and emotionalism than you ladies are. And that was the whole reason for that. And you mentioned the containers coming in through the Chinese Costco and different companies like that, and they are. I want to remind the folks that we've interviewed John Carman, who's an ex-customs agent. He is now a whistleblower, and he's also exposed other things. He used to be in the Secret Service also. But his biggest expose is on the Customs Service and what a corrupt organization that is. And he was on the air here with us, and he admitted that ever since Clinton was in power, the customs people were told they could not examine any greater number than 2 out of 100 containers coming in this country. 2%. 2 out of 100 people. And John told us that of the small number that they checked, only 2 out of 100, 50% of those checked had contraband in them. They either had guns, ammunition, drugs, or actually men, Chinese men, in those containers. And yet, with a 50% find rate, they could never check any more than 2 out of 100. So you do the math and figure out how much contraband and enemy material is in this country.
You're right on the money, and that is the big major problem at this point, is the flow of whatever's coming in these secret containers. They never return. They always stay here. And there's companies that sell secret containers, and as a matter of fact, I have one out here too. They're great storage facilities. But you're correct. It's a very unfortunate situation with the whatever's coming into this country. It could be anything. And they're only mandated to inspect 2%, which is probably a conservative figure.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was the maximum. I doubt that they even get 2%. So we're being inundated in many different areas. And the people, to me, the people, it's a mind game. You know, I don't know if you've read the book by Red Beckman, Walls in Our Minds. Very good book written by the Montana gentleman. And in that book, in the very beginning, he makes an excellent point. You know, when a young elephant is being trained, when it's young, they tie him up to a stake with a big, heavy gauge chain because he's strong and he pulls and he tugs and he'll even hurt himself sometimes to get free because he wants to be free. And as he grows older and he gets used to the fact he just can't break that chain, they go to a smaller chain. And then later they go to an even smaller chain until finally, after so many, I don't know if it takes years or what, but a period of time, they will actually lead that elephant around by a piece of twine wrapped around his leg. He will have given up all attempts to be free when a simple jerk of his leg would snap that twine like it wasn't even there, but he won't even try because he's been brainwashed to think that there's no hope. And that's about where America is. We're a herd of these elephants that we've got twine wrapped around our legs, and yet we believe we've lost. When all these laws are meaningless, people. Laws are words on paper. What has happened in America is we're being ruled by force. You don't have a rule by law anymore, folks. Laws only mean something with the people with a morality about them that will help enforce it and be self-regulating. That's why George Washington said, if you don't have the Bible, you might as well take this Constitution and burn it. Because the Constitution was written for a self-regulating Christian republic population. We are now a be whatever you feel like generation of mostly atheists and agnostics. And it's go do whatever you want. And he said, you cannot be a free people. You cannot have the freedoms the Constitution guarantees and be immoral, or you will disintegrate. And that's exactly what's happening to us, Chris.
Absolutely. It's very easy to watch ESPN and these sport networks and see how people are galvanized to the sporting events in their various parts of the country. And they don't have a thought about the big picture in place.
Oh, no.
It's very sad. You've got a stadium mentality of people, and maybe this is why Alex Jones is so popular. You've got these stadium mentality people that want to feel good and get aggravated and not know what to do when it's all over and done with.
Well, speaking of what to do, I mean, we always talk about the problems. I mean, we could do that endlessly. I try as often as I can to point out to folks that there is a wake-up going on. There is groups of people learning how to do things the paleo way or the ancient ways. There are still people who have heritage seeds that are non-hybrid. There are still people who know how to make soap and take wool and make yarn out of it. It's not like it's gone for good. And there are people who realize we need to learn all these skills and keep them alive in order to survive. So, Chris, One of the things I try to point out is, you know, get the opinions of their people. What are some of the things, even if it's a little thing, what are some of the things people can do if they have enough courage and discernment to know that we're in very, very big trouble and they want to do their God-given and patriotic duty to try to stem the tide and if nothing else, make a little ark of their own to bring their family and friends through these terrible times that we're going through.
The big problem is people getting on the right page to get along with each other. I don't know how that can be done at this point. Everybody has got their own thoughts and directions, and to be efficient is very, very important, and to work together with the right people is very important. But geographically, wherever you are, it's hard to communicate with individuals. If you can get, you know, others have tried it to get people from different parts of the country to come to certain portions of land that have been set aside for people to come together and work together, that is a great direction, but that takes a lot of money to do. And at this point in time, it's very difficult for people to find that financing to move. And once you're in this new locale, there's lots of adjustments that have to be made. And I think the most important thing for people to do at this point is to prepare for eventualities where you're going to need your own food, you're going to need your own shelter and warmth. And I don't know, Dan, I'm with a group of people out here that are somewhat prepared, but it's a very, very small group. And the rest around us are, I don't know, you know, in California people would not communicate with each other. I'm out here in Oklahoma. It's the same way.
Yeah. Well, it's sad to say that's the situation in our society. And you know, the scripture tells us that we have our strength when we come together of one accord. That means of one mindset, like-minded. And you're right. We've got so many individuals today in our society in some ways, paradoxically. I mean, in the school system, they're trying to cookie cutter all the children. And yet they try to keep us so individualistic once we're adults that we can never unite on anything. And we go along with that. I mean, we are so quick to get upset with each other and then never listen to what the scripture says about forgiving each other 70 times 7. Not your enemy, people. Don't buy that garbage coming out of these mainstream churches, because they're nothing but a pack of liars. That forgiving and turning your other cheek and all that was to a brother of like race and like religion, meaning a Christian brother. You're not to do that to the invaders and the heathens and all this other stuff. I mean, that's stupid. But we don't listen to that rule, though, with ourselves. I mean, Chris, look how idiotic it is. We got our people out here welcoming all these aliens in, welcoming all the race mixing that's going on, and yet we can't even forgive once, let alone 70 times 7, somebody of our own kind.
Well, that's an interesting point. I think the telephone and the television have been great modifiers to people's desire to do nothing and not to get to know their neighbors. And that's the big problem that we have at this point. The immigration is a foregone conclusion. It's been going on for decades. Without dealing with your neighbor and working with your neighbor, we have a heck of a time trying to understand. And when you talk to people out here and you try and tell them the UN system in place, they don't want to hear it.
Yep, exactly.
So quite unfortunate.
Well, before we run out of time, I want to give the folks your website one more time, and that's American Exposé, and you spell American with a K, and Exposé is EXPOSE.com. And that way you can look up Chris's website. Do you want to give out your phone number one more time?
Yeah, I'm happy to give out my number. I'm willing to talk and look forward to hearing from anyone. It's 405-794-3796. That's 405-794-3796.
All right, we got less than a minute if you want to have a closing shot.
Well, Dan, I appreciate being with you tonight, and I hope people will study Agenda 21 and realize that most of this legislation pertains to the agenda in place, which is in this country. It's in every country of the world. They've set it all up in place, and the IMF being in place since 1944 is manipulating the picture through the U.S. system, and that's where our military is going. Any dealing with our military, it connects to the United Nations, and that's what the Iraq thing is all about. And beware of the Republicans.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for being our guest, and Yahweh bless your heart. Keep up the great work. We want to thank Bill in Pennsylvania for calling in and with the great comments. And folks, we'll be back with you again tomorrow night at 8, Yahweh willing, of course. In the meantime, stay strong, stay alert, keep your focus on Him, keep the prayers going up, and always, always, always be prepared.